You're listening to the Kribo Shoe Podcast, Episode 27, Super Mario Party. Welcome back to another episode of the Kribo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, the pom-pom to my boom-boom, Chad.
Hello again.
So we got an exciting show for you guys today. We've got a character spotlight for the first time in several weeks, and we're going to be talking all about the new release on the Nintendo Switch, Super Mario Party. Before we get into that, we're going to talk about what we've been playing. So, Chad, what have you been playing the last few days?
So, we've been playing some Super Mario Party, which we'll get into.
That's right.
But in my own time, I've been playing some Shantae, Half Genie Hero.
Very nice.
I picked that up a long time ago, finally got a chance to play it, and I've played a little bit on the Wii U, and it's a fun little platform. We're just trying to get through it right now.
Yeah, that one's pretty fun. I think I've gotten through the first three or four stages, maybe.
Oh, very nice. You're a little ahead of me now. Also been playing some Splatoon 2 ever since that last Splatfest we played. Yeah. I've got dreams of making it big time in the Splat world. So I've been going through a bunch of ranked. I'm rank A or higher in everything except Clan Bliss, which I don't know if I'll ever make it there. We'll see.
Yeah, definitely our least favorite of all the ranked modes, I'd say.
It is.
Yeah. Well, you're well on your way to rank X.
Yes, I am. Like. That's the goal.
Very good. So, I also have been playing a lot of Super Mario Party, but also in my own time, and I've kind of got a surprise for you here, but I've been playing Mario Tennis Aces, and I'm happy to report I've beaten the single player.
You have?
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
Beat it late last night.
Congratulations.
And I'll be honest, it's only because of the latest update, because I think, as we've mentioned before, if you fail a stage or a challenge three straight times, you can retry it with full special power, whatever they call it. Wow, yeah. I'm drawing a blank here, but your special meter will always be full. And now I only had to use this, I think, on two stages, but they were the two that I had beat my head against for just hours before this update came out, and I'd just given up on this game. So I was able to get past both of those. It was the Boom Boom stage and the Kamek stage.
Very nice.
Just could not beat on my own, but I was able to go through, get past those, and then this play through the rest of it. And again, I really love that update to Mario Tennis, because I've gotten a lot more enjoyment out of it since then.
Right. Well, that's awesome.
Also played just a little bit of online, because we're in October now, and if you play just one online match, you can get Birdo this month.
Oh, very
so
cool.
I got that. Her/him unlocked. We won't get into Birdo's weird history, but it's an all-around character. We'll just say it. And then other than that, you actually made me think of this last week when we recorded, but I went and started playing some Super Mario Brothers 3. I know you said you were playing that on the NES and Nintendo Switch Online. So
yeah.
I've been doing that. I've made it to the end of World 3, and I'm going to go ahead and just try to go through it, go through Everworld, and just beat all the levels again. I haven't done that in years, and that's still just a great game.
It's very fun.
I love the fact that you can create, you know, save points now on this game.
That's very handy. Yes, well, that's great. You've been playing quite a bit of stuff, sounds like, then.
Yeah, I really am enjoying these NES games. They are definitely not all winners, but there are several there that are definitely worth playing and still hold up today.
Right.
So that's really what we've been playing. As far as news, you know, we had a ton of news last week, and there's just really been nothing so far. We're recording this a little earlier than normal, but really the only thing we have to say at this time is that Luigi's Mansion comes out, the remake, on the 3DS the day that this will be released, Friday, October 12th. And I know we're both really excited about that. We're huge Luigi's Mansion fans, and we'll definitely be picking this up on launch day.
Can't wait. I'm really excited to try out that new co-op mode.
Yes. So I'm sure that will probably be a subject of an upcoming podcast. But as far as the news, that's really all we have. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we return, we'll go into our character spotlight. So getting into our character spotlight, we're going to be talking about another character from the Mushroom Kingdom. We've done several so far. But some have been kind of pretty famous characters, and some have been more obscure. But this is probably the most obscure one we've done yet. We're going to be talking about Pom Pom. You may say, well, who even is Pom Pom? When, you know, I knew this character, but I couldn't even remember her name myself until I saw that she was going to be a playable character in Super Mario Party. And so that's why we're talking about her this week. So Pom Pom's first appearance, she was a boss in Super Mario 3D Land on the Nintendo 3DS. And she wielded a boomerang with a bow on it, which she kind of reminds me of Wendy Koopa of the Koopa Kids. It's kind of who she looks like to me.
Yeah, I remember playing this game and seeing her, and I didn't stare close enough at her because I thought it was Wendy.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So then she also appeared in Super Mario 3D World on the Wii U, so kind of the sequel to Mario 3D Land. And this time she was wielding shurikens with bows on them, so like the little ninja throwing stars, and they have bows on them. And so she's, you know, really into kind of being a little girly, even with her weaponry. And she's the female counterpart to Boom Boom, who is a little more known in the Mario universe. He debuted all the way back in Super Mario Brothers 3 on the NES. He's kind of the mid-world boss for each world.
Oh, okay.
And so that was his first appearance, and she is the female counterpart. In fact, and I don't know if this is canon or not for sure, but the Prima Guide for Mario 3D World, it says that Pom Pom is Boom Boom's sister, actually. So that's definitely something I wasn't aware of until I was looking into it. She's been in just a few other games, very few. She was in Mario and Sonic at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games, and she was first playable, not in Super Mario Party like I thought, but in Mario Sports Superstars for the Nintendo 3DS. This was the kind of a late 3DS release where there was, I think, five different sports all in one game. And she got her first amiibo card. They had a set of amiibo cards for this game. Me and Chad actually owned quite a few of them.
Yes, we do, to our shame.
Yes, we might have gotten a little too into the amiibo cards at one time. But she had her first amiibo card, so that's kind of special. That she doesn't have her own amiibo, but she has a card.
Very interesting. I'm going to have to go through my collection, see if I have her.
See if you have her, yeah. So, and then, of course, she makes her Mario Party debut, and Super Mario Party from the Nintendo Switch was released last week and is going to be our main topic today. So I thought this would be a good time just to find out a little bit more about Pom Pom. And so, of course, most of this information I got from the Super Mario Wiki website, which is a great website to go to basically learn anything about Mario. It's basically like a Wikipedia for Nintendo. So I just want to give them the credit for that because there was a lot of things there that I did not know. So I don't know, with her being playable in that Mario Sports Superstars and now being playable in Mario Party, I'm wondering if we're going to start seeing more of her in future Mario games.
Very possible. That's great. I did not know much at all about Pom Pom. I really appreciate you getting this character spotlight together, and I can't wait to try her out now.
Yeah, so she is in Mario Party, Super Mario Party on the Nintendo Switch, but she is an unlockable character, and I have not unlocked her yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Very interesting. All right.
So we're going to go ahead and get into our Super Mario Party topic right after this break. So getting into our main topic today, and that's going to be Super Mario Party on the Nintendo Switch. So Chad and I both picked up this game on launch day, and we've been playing it alone, playing it with friends, and we ended up playing it together. So we've got some thoughts and our initial impressions on it. We haven't tried out everything, but we tried out most of what is there. So we thought we'd just talk about our thoughts on it so far.
Sounds good.
So this is, of course, the first Mario Party on the Nintendo Switch. And it's the first one in several years that kind of goes back to the basics of Mario Party, at least in the standard mode. Seems like definitely Mario Party 10 on the Wii U and maybe one of the last ones on the Wii. Everybody traveled together like in a little car or something.
Yeah.
And I never actually played those. I'd heard they weren't great. And so I was kind of used to kind of the classic Mario Party from the Nintendo 64 and GameCube eras. And so those just didn't sound too fun to me. But this one, I was just excited. It's on the Switch, and it kind of goes back to the basics. So I was really looking forward to this before it came out.
Yeah, same here. I played a little bit of Mario Party 10. Just didn't really care much for it. I may have put – I don't even know if I put an hour into it, honestly.
Right.
But I think I'm already over that on the Switch. That's just the power of the Switch to me.
Right. And another thing is, you know, Mario Party is a – it's always been a franchise that is heavily focused on multiplayer and co-op play. And none of them, I think, are just outstanding to play on your own. And so with the Wii U, it's like, how many friends did you have that also had Wii U's? I mean, it's very, you know, it's harder to get people together, I think, to play that one than it seems like everybody has a Switch or is at least interested in a Switch right
exactly.
now.
Exactly, so. Yes.
So, yeah, we got it, and I started out, and we're going to just start off with, there's several modes that you can play in this new Super Mario Party, so we just thought we'd go through the ones we have played. We've missed a couple. We haven't played the Mario Online mode. I think it's the Mario-thon mode. We haven't played that. I haven't heard good things. It sounds like it's pretty limited. You can't play an actual game board, and I think it's limited to just 10 different mini games at a time. So,
oh, wow.
We'll probably talk about this later, you know, and what we've been playing. We'll probably try it out. But nothing, I don't think, to get too excited about. And this is mostly a local multiplayer game here.
Yes.
And then the other mode, let's see, was there another mode we didn't get to try?
We didn't try River Survivor together.
River Survivor, yeah. You've played it a little bit. We'll get into that in a second. Let's just start off with the main mode, just Mario Party. The Mario Party mode, I think, is what they call it. And that's the classic board game. You've got four players. You've got a game board. You're rolling dice. You're playing mini games. You're trying to collect coins and stars. What did you think about the Mario Party mode in this game?
So, got to try this out, actually, with Tristan, our guest from last episode.
Oh, great.
Me and him played it, and we were against each other, of course. Mm-hmm. And I picked the Goomba, and I forget who he used. It was unimportant because I won.
Also unimportant because you were the Goomba.
Exactly. So. I have no hands, and yet I won. It's crazy. But, yeah, it just brings me back to I played a lot of Mario Party 7. That was the first Mario Party I owned.
Mm-hmm.
Fran bought it for me, and it kind of reminded me a lot of that. It seems like I can't remember how much the stars cost. On the GameCube ones. It seems like it was around 20 coins.
I think
coins.
It was 20 coins. Was Mario Party 7 the GameCube one where it had the microphone?
Yes, bundled with it.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes. I had that one as well. And yes, stars were 20 coins. I'm almost positive.
Right. They're 10 coins in this one, so it's a little cheaper. But you can also, you get some coins at the beginning. You can kind of get rid, make jump on your friends and everything and make them lose some coins and try to sabotage them. But pretty much just classic Mario Party the way I remember it. And that's about all there is, just classic Mario Party.
Yeah, so I think there's around 80 or 85 minigames in this game. And, you know, one thing they've kind of, Nintendo's kind of been upfront about is, hey, these are all new. You know, a lot of times, especially like I think on like the Nintendo 64 where there was three games in the series. And on the GameCube, there was, I think, 4, 5, 6, and 7. There might have even been 4 on the GameCube. They would kind of recycle and reuse some of the minigames. So it is neat that all these are all new.
Right.
And you get to try out a decent amount of them in this Mario Party mode. I really enjoyed it as well. I haven't had a chance to play this with anybody yet, so I had to play it solo, which is about the worst way to play it. But it wasn't bad, and I think it would definitely be fun with four people. It does kind of give me that classic. I played more of the Nintendo 64 versions where you played more of the GameCube, but it gives me that same classic feel.
Yeah.
This is just a lot of fun. It's fun getting the minigames. It's fun trying to get the stars and keep your opponents from getting there first. But I'm not 100% on board with it. There are a lot of things I would change about this mode. One of them is that the shortest game you can play is 10 turns. And even a 10-turn game is going to take you around an hour. And I would have loved to have seen them either make a way to play with less turns or just a way to speed up the game to where maybe you could get in a match in 30 minutes. I think that would be really nice.
Right. I would like them to add like a fast forward mode, kind of like we do with Sheldon on Splatoon 2. Just make him talk extra fast so we don't have to listen
to him.
I agree.
You kind of, everything takes longer than it should, and you have to watch each player, even if they're all computers, make all their rolls and choose their items, and it just gets tedious after a while. And I honestly can't imagine playing a mode that was more than 10 turns. I think you would just be tired of it by the end.
I don't think I could do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I hope that they will add in some options. You know, Nintendo has done it before, and they seems like, especially here lately, they're willing to listen. So I could see them end up adding in an option to speed up or skip some of the more tedious parts of the game. I mean, they did it with Mario Tennis Aces.
Yeah.
I could see them doing it here. It's a complaint I've seen in almost all the reviews I've read. So I know it's not just us. And it, again, it's a very fun mode. I think it's the best just classic Mario Party mode, at least in several games here.
Yeah.
It could be sped up a little bit.
It really could. And just barely touching on the online deal, I've also heard that there's no board game mode online either.
That's right.
So if you want to play the board game, it'll be either in this mode or the mode we're about to talk about here.
Yes, that's right. And then also, there's a few new additions to the Mario Party mode. One of them is all your characters can have character-specific dice that you can use instead of just the standard dice. Most of these just seem like there's parts of them that are better than a regular dice, and there's parts that are a lot worse. And I don't know, I play this to win, and I really don't want to lose to the computer, so I just end up sticking with the standard dice. I'm curious what you do.
Yeah, I usually stick with the standard die and everything, and I can't take the chance. Depending on which character you use, they all have different things. While I don't remember the exact, but Waluigi may be minus 2 coins, but there's a better chance you may roll a 6 or something like that.
Or even something like a 10, which is not even on a standard dice.
Right. Yeah. And there are, whoever you choose, there's actually little characters spread out all through the board. And
that's another new addition.
That's
yes.
Pretty neat. So if you can keep on getting some allies here, and you can just get an army following you, basically. And they each give you an extra dice to roll and give you an extra, usually 1 to 2 is about the max that I've seen them roll for you.
Right, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because here's what my favorite addition, and I believe this is new for this game, having these allies. So, of course, there'll be 4 players in any Mario Party game, but there's a ton of other playable characters, and so they'll take all but the 4 you're playing, and they'll just spread them out around the board, and if you go past them, they will join up with you. And so, yes, they're going to add on to each one of your dice rolls, and I really enjoyed that, and you definitely want to try to get there first, because you have a big advantage if you have more of those allies than your opponents.
Right, and so, you're even rewarded some extra stars sometime, depending on who has the most allies. So
that's right.
Definitely a good thing to collect those along the way.
Yeah, so I think that pretty much sums up our thoughts on just the main Mario Party mode.
Yeah, I believe so.
Let's go ahead and move on to the next thing. And I'll say so far, you know, and I haven't played this game just a ton yet because, you know, it just came out. But so far, I think this has been my favorite mode, and that's Partner Party.
Yeah, me and you got to try this, and I had a blast with it. It was great fun.
Yeah, so this is a mode that instead of being every man for himself, you know, 4 players all against each other. It is 2 teams of 2 players. So in this case, like tonight, we were able to join on the same team and play against 2 computer characters. And instead of the standard board game layout where, you know, you know, kind of just like your standard board game, you got to go in a certain direction. This is like a grid-based map. And so you and your partner will both roll your dice at the same time. And you'll get whatever the total is. Say you roll a 6 and a 5. You'll each get to move 11 spaces on the grid. And you can go along together or you can separate. And it's all about collecting coins and collecting stars, stomping on your opponents. And, of course, then all the mini games are the 2 versus 2 mini games. And I really enjoy those. I like having a partner to help me in a mini game.
Same here. Yeah, I really like the grid-based pattern and everything. If you'd roll yours and I'd roll mine, and then you'd just add them together. And if you rolled a 5, I rolled a 5, it'd combine that together, and we'd each get to move 10 spaces. So yeah. I thought that was, you wouldn't just give me 5 and you 5, it'd combine them together. I thought that was really neat. And then if you have an ally with you, whatever they roll will get added on to whoever they're following,
yes,
the person with them. And so you can kind of split up, and if you want to collect some coins while I go for a star or vice versa,
yeah,
it's a great strategy option too.
Yes, I agree. And you nailed exactly what I was wanting to say next, because to me, this partner party, it allows for way more strategy. Because you can actually kind of control more what's going to happen, and you can be going for 2 different things at once, whereas a standard Mario Party mode, I always feel like there's a little too much luck involved for my liking. I mean, you may do good the entire mode, and at the end, Toadette will just give a random star to someone for landing on the like the most red spaces. And you're just right. Like, come on.
Exactly. You know,
this is garbage. And the partner party, I mean, they still do that at the end. They still hand out stars for silly reasons. But with the strategy we were able to use during it, we had a huge star lead, you know, so it really didn't even matter about the extra stars at the end because we were going to win no matter what.
Exactly.
So that one was fun, and I think that one, as much fun as we had playing against a computer, if we could have played against another couple of our friends, I think that could have gotten been a pretty close game, probably.
Could have got pretty heated, probably.
Yeah. The next one, and this is one we haven't had as much chance to play yet, is the River Survivor. Chad, can you kind of at least run down what this mode is all about and your experience with it?
So this is another four-player mode. You can play with some computers or with friends. You're all on a raft, and you all have a paddle, so you have to move the Joy-Con in a paddle motion.
So there's motion controls involved.
There is, pretty much the whole time, as far as because you have to maneuver the raft, and there's balloons. Every now and then you'll see a balloon, and if you hit the balloon, you'll play a minigame. And it's timed the whole time, except when you're playing the minigame. So you have to make it to the end of the the waterfall. And
is there stuff there that will slow you down in the way?
There is. There's whirlpools. There's some bloopers, a giant blooper. there's all kinds of stuff. Rocks everywhere in the way.
Okay.
And there's always something slowing you down. And all of the minigames you play are partner minigames, meaning, you know, you're all together just trying to get enough points.
Oh, that's neat.
There's some pretty.
So this is a very cooperative mode and not so much competitive.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. You'll want to turn the CPU players up if you're playing with them. You might as well put them on very hard.
Right. Because they're helping you out. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. This sounds like this would be really one to play, though, with just three more friends where you kind of all know what you're doing.
It would be more fun. It's fun to pick at each other and play together. Yeah. And use the Goomba because he can't hold on to his paddle. He has no hands.
That's great. Kind of like the chain chomping Mario. Tennis is like, how's he gonna hold this racket?
Exactly.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, I'm really looking forward to trying that mode. Again, I think it'd be really fun if we could get a couple more of our buddies to play that.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
And I'm glad to see that because it's nice because this is a pretty competitive game. It's nice that they've added, you know, a cooperative mode as well.
Right.
So the next mode that we're going to speak about is the soundstage mode. And, you know, you might see this and think it's almost like it's just like a sound test or something. It doesn't sound very appealing, but we tried this out tonight. It was more fun than I thought it was going to be.
It was. I really enjoyed it.
It's very strange and random. You're basically, you're at like a concert and you got, you know, we had me and you were playing, then we had a couple of computer players, and you're doing a bunch of rhythm-based games is how I would describe them. And they're all motion-based, which I don't usually like, but I will say a lot of the minigames here in this game use motion controls, and I thought they've been pretty solid. I really have. I've been surprised with how, you know, accurate they seem.
Right, yeah.
So this one runs you through a set of, I don't know, four or five rhythm-based mini-games, and you gotta do various motions with the Joy-Cons in time to the beat of the music. And you can get it right on the money, and you'll get a nice score, or you can be a little early or a little late, or you can miss it all together. And it just adds up all throughout all the games. It adds your score, and at the end, whoever did the best overall wins. And so I really enjoyed this one. You ended up winning. I came in second. So thankfully, neither of us lost to the computers.
Right.
But and we just played the very first one. It looks like there's some more advanced stages if you keep playing.
You know, whenever we first started this and everything, I was like, oh, is this going to be like a Just Dance game or something? I wasn't sure what we were getting into here.
Right.
But it's basically just, like you said, rhythm. But it looks like a mini game, but just rhythm-based and everything. And this game, it really enforces the motion controls. You have to move around quite a bit, especially if you're playing with a partner, because they always want you to high-five after every time you win a mini-game.
This is true.
It gets a little irritating sometimes because you're having to raise up your hand or shake the Joy-Con and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just how they want us to play it. There is no pro controller compatibility either, which is probably one of the biggest gripes I have, but... that's how he wants to play, so I guess we'll play it that way.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I really like the soundstage mode. It's definitely worth trying.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is like we were all riding on horses, and you'd have to bring the, you know, pull the Joy-Con back to your body. You're holding it out, kind of like you're pulling on the reins. And I don't know. It was really neat. It reminded me of a series that Nintendo has called Rhythm Heaven.
Yeah.
And those are all mini games that are based off of the rhythm of the music and the beat of the music. And I've always enjoyed those. They're kind of, to me, like a cousin to the WarioWare mini games. So I really liked Soundstage. The next mode that we tried out, and the last mode that we tried out, is Toad's Rec Room. Now, this is a mode that we've seen ever since, I think, at least E3. And it's been kind of, the more mysterious mode of this game, because Nintendo showed off, you know, a couple of different Nintendo Switch consoles in tabletop mode, just laying on the table. And, like, they were showing you just putting them side by side and being able to play across both Nintendo Switch screens at the same time. And it's very hard to even understand how they were doing it, but it's there. If you've got two copies of the game and you have two Nintendo Switches, you can try out all these games. And a lot of them don't even require both screens, but you know, since we have two copies of the game and two Switches, that's kind of how we mostly played.
It was really neat. You know, this is something I've always been interested in ever since I saw the reveal at E3 and everything. Just how is this going to be and everything. We got to try out pretty much all of them, I believe. My favorite was the bananas, trying to match the bananas up together. And I've heard a lot about this one from other people that have tried it.
Yeah, I agree. That's definitely my favorite. It's maybe the simplest of them all, but it's like the hardest one to like master, I would say. And basically it's just, you know, there's four or five pieces of banana on each Nintendo Switch screen, and you've got to line up the Nintendo Switch consoles together to make a full banana, and then you swipe with your finger across to like say, here it is, and you've got to try to do, I think it's five or something, and it's time, so you're always trying to compete for your best score. And that one was a lot of fun.
I really enjoyed it. I was curious how Donkey Kong played into it and everything, but I never got to see him on the screen. So
yeah, so he's another character that's playable, but we haven't unlocked yet.
Got to unlock a few of them. Exactly. So they gave me a few things to shoot for in this game. I really like that.
Definitely. And I've heard that there's a few more game boards and stuff that are hidden, too, that you have to unlock.
Oh, so very cool.
Hopefully we'll see some of that stuff as we get more and more into the game.
And we also got to play the puzzle game on the rec room. That's right. Pretty fun. You have about four pieces of some pixelated characters or pixelated art. I believe there was a mushroom, a Yoshi, and Mario himself. And
That's right.
You just have to, you're walking around on these little grids, and you have to push the puzzle pieces together to make the shape. Sometimes you get yourself stuck in some weird predicaments where you can't get the piece around because it's too big to move it.
You know what this game kind of reminded me of? It reminded me of moving furniture in Animal Crossing.
A little bit.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun, and this was one that could easily just be played on one Nintendo Switch console with no problem at all.
Right, yeah.
So we tried that, and there's also a tank mini game, a tank battle, and we played this on both a single Nintendo Switch, and we played it with both of ours together. And the thing I liked about both of them together is you just basically make the map a lot bigger. It's just kind of neat, you know, my tank being on my Nintendo Switch, and I'm pointing it over at Chad's system and shooting my cannon at him, and the bullet just goes right between each system. It's very neat.
It's very cool. Yeah. I still don't understand exactly how it happens, but it does.
Exactly.
You can also put some strategy into it because you can kind of make the stages however you want them.
Yeah, you can kind of make it to your advantage even.
If you want to.
I did that on accident one time when I was playing against you, and I lined them up to where basically as soon as I spawned, I could shoot you or your teammate. So you kind of got to be careful with how you set it up.
Right.
But yeah, I thought the rec room was a lot of fun. It's not anything I think I would just put, you know, 10 hours into or something, but it's definitely fun to try everything out, and it's really neat to play it if you have a chance with two consoles and two copies of the game. I think that's worth checking out.
Right, yeah, most of the modes to me have been are also better in co-op mode. Like I said, this is a multiplayer game, heavily focuses on that.
So if you get together regularly with friends and play games, or if you're, you know, going on vacation with your family or something, like, this is a great game to pick up, I think. If you just are kind of a solo gamer, or you like to play all your multiplayer games online because all your friends are spread out a lot, which I definitely understand, this game may not be so much for you. It's really very local multiplayer focused, I would say.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So what are your kind of your thoughts about so far, pros, cons, that we haven't mentioned yet?
Well, like I said earlier, of course, too, though, no pro controller.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's a big one. It really is.
And you can add in to there as well that you cannot play this game in handheld mode.
Yeah, that's
so with the Joy-Cons, you know, attached to the Switch, you know, and basically how you play your Switch portably, you can't play. You can play on a TV, and you can play in tabletop mode, and that's the only two ways you can play, and you have to put Joy-Cons no matter what.
Right, yeah, that's definitely a bummer there.
It really is.
Yeah, as far as as far as everything goes, though, I mean, it's classic Mario Party to me. I think they did a really good job on it for a Mario Party game. I have a score to give it out of 10 points and everything, but this isn't a Breath of the Wild score here. I'm going to give it a multiplayer score.
Okay.
Here. So I'll probably go a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Yeah. I've really enjoyed playing with it. Not solo. I haven't played much at all solo, but yeah. My multiplayer time I spent with it, we always get some laughs. My favorite mini game so far is it's the one where you're in like a spear, kind of like a big hamster ball. Okay. That's what I think of it as. And you're in there and your partner is in it. And then all the rest of the playable characters drop down on the screen. So there's like 10 or 12 people there. And you're just battling it out and trying to push each other off the stage.
Oh, very nice.
That one's really fun.
Yeah, so while you're talking about favorite minigame, that's a great idea. I think my favorite one, and I wish I could think of the name of this one, but I forgot to screenshot it. But it's basically it's a 3-versus-1 minigame. So you've got 3 players against 1 player, and it's basically a game of tennis. The 3 players that are together have little small regular size like tennis rackets, but the player that's by itself has like a giant tennis racket, like 4 times the size of the others. And you got to see, you know, who lets more projectiles fall on their side without hitting them back over. And I thought that one was a lot of fun.
Oh, I haven't played that one yet. That's great.
So, yeah. If I was to give this game a score, I think I would probably go... I think I'd go with a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10.
But I think with a couple of updates, I think this game could go easily to a 7 or even an 8 for me.
Yeah.
If they would give me a way to speed up some of the more tedious parts of the game.
Right.
If they would add some, you know, some new characters or new boards to the game, it could easily go right on up there. And then if they would add in some way to have a little bit more of the game modes available online, I would 100% give this game a higher score.
Right, yeah. I hope they really need to focus on some online play. That's kind of what a lot of us were expecting with the Mario Party game on the Switch.
Especially on the Switch and coming out after Nintendo Switch Online, it just seemed like it would have it.
A no-brainer, yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking.
So, yeah, that's our thoughts on Super Mario Party so far. Again, this is just based on, you know, our first 5 or 6 hours with the game. I'm sure there'll be stuff we unlock and more things we like about and more things we dislike, you know, in the future. But that's kind of our initial thoughts on the game. Again, I think it's a great game if you've got a lot of friends that can play it locally. But if you're all by yourself or only play online multiplayer, you may want to wait for a sale or a few updates.
Yes,
on this one.
For sure.
So that's going to do it for our show today. We want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see y'all in the next episode. Before we leave you today, we want to go over a few quick things. We want to remind everyone to visit our show page over at anchor.fm/Karibo Shoe Podcast. You can find all of our episodes there, as well as links on all the services that we're available on. Those services include Apple Podcast, iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, Pocket Casts, Overcast, and through the Anchor app, which is available on both iOS and Android. We'd also like to take this time to ask you to rate our show on Apple Podcast or on Google Podcast if you enjoy it. We really appreciate that. And lastly, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter @KariboShoePod, and we're on Instagram @KariboShoePodcast. I want to thank you once again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.